The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm going to share with you the 10 keys to unlock what I call your quick brain, right? These are the 10 things scientifically proven to help you be faster, smarter, and better, to optimize your brain health and your fitness. And now, every single thing I'm going to say, nobody's going to debate, right? They're going to say, yes, of course, but common sense is not common practice. So what I'm going to ask people who are watching this is to rate yourself 0 to 10. How well am I doing in this one area, like in terms of how I'm eating or exercising or something? And then you'll notice everyone wants to know what the magic pill is. There's no magic memory pill. They're magic memory processes, right? If everyone wants to know the one silver bullet, you have to do all of these things, because that's what falls within the focal point, meaning that the 80-20 rule, the 20% that gives you 80% of the results and the rewards. So really fast, the 10 keys for unlocking your quick brain. Number one is good brain food, all right? Good brain food, because you are what you eat. What you eat matters, especially to your gray matter. There are certain foods that are really good for your brain, and you probably eat most of these foods as you are, because I know you're very...
Blueberries.
Yeah, all like blueberries is like, I call them brain berries, and avocados, right, and good fats, and all of them. So there's 10 of them that I recommend, and so they're really excellent. They're very neuroprotective and such, including dark chocolate. So dark chocolate is good. What's good for your mood is generally good for your mind. But so a good brain diet is number one. So just rate yourself on a scale of 0 to 10. How good is your diet? All right, number two is killing ants. Automatic negative thoughts, your self-talk. And so what I would recommend people, 0 to 10, how's that feel? How well are you doing? And not only that, but you know, maybe going on a little fast or a cleanse. Like we cleanse the food we eat and things we put in our body, but what about the thoughts that we're putting in our body?
Try to do 30 days of no negative thoughts.
I mean, yeah,
one day.
Or not complaining or something
right,
like
no
that.
No complaining,
you know,
challenge.
Because it's just, again, you know, people get so addicted to these things like, you know, complaining and whatever you're rehearsing, you're literally rewiring your brain to get more of that. It's not law of attraction. There's a law of action that's going on, you know, that makes it, because all behavior is belief driven. And so you're wiring your brains to be really rehearsing those things. That's why they say that the fearful person dies 1,000 times, like a coward dies 1,000 times in their mind, you know, and a non-coward, like a brave person dies just once. Because every time you're rehearsing, oh, I'm scared of public speaking, you do it over and over again, not only do you get the fear of it every single time, because your imagination, your mind doesn't know the difference between something you vividly imagine and something that's real. Literally, if you were to put on a brain sensing device, the same parts of your brain that would light up if a dog walked in, you see what parts of your brain lights up, and if you imagine that dog walking in, the same exact parts of your brain will light up. So the mind doesn't know the difference. It's the most powerful tool you have is your imagination. You know, our thoughts are things, and it's activating our imagination. So, you know, don't do it to rehearse your fears and the things that are negative, right? Only have thoughts of things that you want to come really happen.
Okay.
So the third thing, exercise.
Okay.
People, really, we know. Number four, brain nutrients. Omega-3s, the DHAs, the ginkgo biloba, vitamin B, B12s. And this is a subject that comes up because, you know, a lot of people travel, they have fast food lifestyles, and, you know, but maybe they're lacking a certain supplements. And what I would say is, you know, I'm not a nutritionist, I'm not anything that ends on an ist, but go to a doctor, a good functional medicine doctor, have a blood test. And I say the same thing for diet. When people say, what's the best? You know, do food sensitivity tests. See what your blood says. You know, red, yellow, green. You know, red, stay away from. Yellow, you know, sparingly. Green, and see how you flourish on it afterwards, right? And then test it. But same thing with nutrient profile. You can see what you're deficient at. Because if you're low on B vitamins, if you're low on DHA, then you're gonna have cognitive issues, yeah, right? So supplement. Fifth thing that you want to optimize your brain is a positive peer group. We know who you spend time with is who you become. because, and it's not just a positive thinking, you know, affirmation quote. Literally, you have mirror neurons, and your mirror neurons in your nervous system is when you could watch a sport or watch a movie and you could feel what they feel. It's what is, or you have empathy for other people. We're always imitating people, right? And so who you spend time with is who you become, because you're imitating their habits, their behaviors, their thought patterns, and everything. So that's why they say you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, right? If you're around nine broke people, you're going to be the 10th, right? Like, you hear these things all the time, but it's not just your biological networks or your neurological networks. Analyze your social networks, right? Because whether or not you smoke has less to do with your neurological networks and more to do whether or not your friend's friend smoke.
Okay.
It's going to have more of an influence. Sixth thing for your brain, clean environment. We know a clean environment is good for your brain. At an anecdotal level, you know when you clean your desk or you clean your laptop off, you know you have clarity of thought, right? But I don't just mean that. I mean clean air, clean water, because there's a lot of pollutants that's, you know, that's not good for your cognition, right? Okay. So from there, we have number seven, sleep. This is a big one for so many people. Sleep is so important for your brain for three reasons. Number one, it's where you consolidate short to long-term memory. Everyone who pulled an all-nighter back in university, that hurt you because you need that sleep. Number two, it's where you clean out the plaque that could lead to brain aging challenges. And that's what the latest research is saying in terms of leading to dementia and such. And then the third reason is because when you dream. And here's the thing, you're like, what does that have to do with anything, Jim? It's like, you don't know how many amazing ideas and invention, literature, works of art came in dream states. Like, did you know, like I mentioned Mary Shelley, you know, here in London, Frankenstein came to her in a dream. You know, Paul McCartney came up with Yesterday in his dream. You know, like a chemist came up with the periodic table in his dream. Elias Howe created the sewing machine in his dream, right? Like, what are you dreaming about late at night? Because when you are working all day and you're learning all day, your brain doesn't shut off at night. At night, it's more active. People don't realize that. You think it's just not happening. It's actually more active, and it's coming up with solutions, and it's integrating stuff in the form of dreams. Number eight is brain protection, meaning that, you know, like I work with a lot of athletes, high-performer athletes. Concussions are a big deal,
yeah.
Right? You know, and I've had a number of TBIs, you know, traumatic brain injuries. But not just that. You know, I did a whole episode on electromagnetic fields. Like, people don't realize that like our smart devices, like it's like our brains didn't really evolve to have like these, all this electricity like right by our brains, you know. And I read recently that 90% of kids sleep with their phones underneath their pillows. I mean, who knows the effect that's
right,
having?
So better avoid it.
Protect your brain.
Okay.
Wear a helmet. And then finally, 9 and 10, ninth key to keeping your brain alive is new learnings. Right? The neurogenesis and neuroplasticity means neurogenesis, you could create new brain cells the day you die. Science never thought that. Neuroplasticity is saying you could create new connections. The way to improve neurogenesis, neuroplasticity, two things, novelty and nutrition.
Okay.
Just like when you're an athlete, just like training your body, you give it novelty or stimulus, and then you feed it with nutrition, right? And so that's how you build your mental muscles too. Finally, number 10, stress management. Stress management, meaning people don't realize it because it's invisible, but it's like you don't realize how much stress you're under until you're on vacation or you're getting a massage. You don't realize because it's all there all the time. It's like the fish that they don't see the water because it's there all the time. So what are we doing to cope? To, you know, meditation, relaxation, massage, yoga, whatever it is that gets us stressed.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mm-hmm.